want to welcome God the Father, God the Son, and God the blessed Holy Spirit. Greetings to Apostle Dr. Lucille Beard, Apostle Chris Beard, the pastoral staff, the members of Mount Zion Missions. We bless you and welcome you here this morning in Jesus' name. We want to thank you for joining us in this service this morning as we welcome those who are joining us by Life 97.5 FM in Barbados, the region, and across the world. Let's give God some welcome in this place this morning as we welcome all our guests, all our friends who are joining us for this wonderful service in the name of Jesus. And you who are joining us by Life 97.5 FM, we bless you for being a part of this wonderful service, and we pray that you will bless as we go on in Jesus' name. So glad to have you join us on this beautiful Sunday in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for today, Lord. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, and today he's our risen Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings we experience because of the sacrifice he made for us. That, Lord, we are reunited with you, Lord. Lord, we are your children and you are our Father. And we give you praise for every blessing that you bestow upon us. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to be able to be shared with the world, Lord, our service here at Mount Zion Missions. We thank you for your presence that is here. And Lord, as we worship you and as we bring the word, may it be a blessing to souls that listen and hear. In Jesus' name, amen. Shall we praise the Lord this morning one more time? Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to have our worship. I now invite New Beginnings to lead us in worship on this wonderful Resurrection Sunday. God bless you as you join us in this great and awesome service.
Hallelujah. Luke 24, 2-5 declares, they found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. He is not here. He is risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. So I declare to you again this morning, he is not here. He is risen. He is risen. He is risen. So we celebrate his rising this morning. So we say, celebrate Jesus. Celebrate him. Hallelujah.
Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate. Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate. Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate.
He is risen.
and he lives, and he lives forevermore. Hallelujah. Yes, God's not dead, he's alive.
God's not dead, he is alive. God's not dead, he is alive. God's not dead, he is alive. I can feel it all over me.
God's not dead,
God's not dead.
He is alive,
he is alive. God's not dead.
I can feel him in my hands.
I can feel him in the church. I can feel him in the street. I can feel him in the air. I can feel him everywhere. I can feel him all over.
No, 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 no.
No, 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 no. God's not dead.
He is alive.
He is alive. God's not dead. I can feel him in the church. I can feel him in the street. I can feel him in the air.
Oh, I can feel him
everywhere.
Oh,
I can feel him all over.
I can feel him in my hands.
I can feel him in my hands. I can feel him in my feet. I can feel him in the church. I can feel him
in the streets.
I can feel him in the air. I can feel him everywhere. I can feel him all over.
No, 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 no.
No, 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 God's not dead. God is not dead. Your God is not dead. Our God is not dead. My God is not dead. Your God is not dead. God is not dead.
He is not dead. My God, he is not dead.
God,
we declare that he is not dead.
Is not dead. Why don't you trust him and you will see what God has done for me? God is not dead. He's alive.
Why don't you trust him?
Trust him and you will see what God has done for me. God is not dead, he's alive.
Why don't you trust him?
Why don't you trust him and you will see what God has done for me. God is not dead, he's alive.
Hallelujah. Why don't you trust him and you will see what our God has done. He is not dead. He is not dead. But he is alive. We have no reason to be checking among the dead, for the living God, the sovereign Lord, the risen Lord, are the King of Kings and our Lord of Lords, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is alive, mighty to save. I'm mighty to deliver. Hallelujah. So the song says, I'm forever grateful. Hallelujah. That he came and he gave his life. Knowing full well that we would make mistakes, he still said, I will lay down my life so that in 2025, there will still be a people celebrating my living, celebrating my rising, celebrating my death. Hallelujah. We bless him this morning. You did not wait for me to draw near to you, but you clothed yourself in frail humanity. You did not wait for me to cry out to you, but you let me hear your voice calling.
This morning, we are so grateful to the cross. We are so grateful that the Lord Jesus Christ, He is risen and He's our Lord this morning. He'll be our Lord forever in the name of Jesus. We want to welcome you to this awesome service here at Mount Saints Missions, Post Square, Barbados. We want to welcome you. I want to welcome the apostles, Apostle Dr. Lucille Baird, Apostle Chris Baird, all the pastoral members of Mount Saints Missions. And those of you who are joining us by stream, and we particularly want to welcome those of you who are joining us by live 97.5 FM on this wonderful Easter morning. Bless you in the name of Jesus. As you join us in Barbados, the region, and the world, we welcome you, and may the Lord bless you tremendously as you continue to be with us in this wonderful service. Shall we praise the Lord one more time? Give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah. He is risen. Bless God. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Just want to give some information on our services. As I mentioned, we are Mount Zion's Mission under the leadership of Apostle Dr. Lucid Beard. And we're located in 4th Avenue, Rotten to St. James, where, if you know where Percy King's Auto Parts is or the Gordon Grinner School, just make your left or your right by that particular junction and you'll find us down the street. We're looking forward to seeing you and welcome you to our service anytime. And our services on Sunday mornings, we have our divine service starting at 11 a.m. That's a wonderful service where we feel the presence of God and we hear His voice. And then on Thursday evening at 7:30 p.m., we have our prayer and deliverance services where we welcome the presence of the Lord. We have worship, we have the word, we have Bible study, and we have discipleship. All those things happening on our Thursday nights. And so we invite you to join us at any one of those services. But in particular this morning, we want to invite you to our Easter production, a new era and a new day. Your day has come. It's on Saturday the 26th of April, beginning at 6:30 p.m. It's a wonderful production. And if I may brag and blow a trumpet here at Mount Zion's Missions, we always have wonderful productions. Always have wonderful productions. And so we are inviting you to be a part of this wonderful service. Come and join us. We have a small fee of $15 for adults, and children from 5 to 12 will pay $5. If you don't have a ticket, you can still come. We have plenty of room, and we're glad to see you here in our services. So that's on Saturday coming at 6:30 p.m. or Easter production. Your new day has come. God is faithful to His promises. Amen. Bless the Lord. Praise God. We now have a choir selection by New Beginnings before we have the Word of God. Bless you.
All right, we're going to, the request is for us to do the poem that we did on Friday called It's Friday, But Sunday's Coming. Hallelujah. Before we do our song.
It's Friday. Jesus is praying. Peter's asleeping. Judas is betraying. But Sunday is coming. It's Friday. Pilate's struggling. The council is conspiring. The crowd is vilifying. They don't even know that Sunday is coming.
It's Friday. The disciples are running like sheep before the shepherd. Mary's crying. Peter is denying. But they don't know that Sundays are coming. It's Friday. The Romans beat my Jesus. They robe him in scarlet and they crown him with thorns. But they don't know that Sunday is coming.
It's Friday. See Jesus walking to Calvary. His blood dripping. His body stumbling and his spirit burdened. But you see, it's only Friday. Sunday is coming. It's Friday. The world's winning. People are sinning and evil's grinning.
It's Friday. The soldiers nailed my Savior's hand to the cross. They nailed my Savior's feet to the cross. And then they raised him up next to criminals. It's Friday. But let me tell you something. Sunday is coming!
Yeah. It's Friday. The earth trembles and the sky grows dark. My King yields his spirit. Friday's hope is lost. Death has won. Sin has conquered. And Satan's just laughing. It's Friday, and Jesus is buried. A soldier stands guard, and a rock is rolled in place.
But it's Friday. It is only Friday. Sunday is coming. Because with God, the end is the beginning. Death that is really life, and God will always confirm our expectations. Before Good Friday, there'll be no resurrection morning. It's Friday night, but Sunday is coming.
Hallelujah. You ever checked again and realized everything is good about Jesus? Everything is good about our Lord? Praise the Lord this morning in Jesus' name. We're going to have our theme song, I Trust in God. And following that, our own apostle, Dr. Elizabeth Baird, she'll come with the word of God. This woman of God, a powerful woman of God in the kingdom of God. We call her a general. She's well known in Barbados because she stands up for Jesus. She stands up for the things of God. For righteousness and for holiness. And so this morning, before she comes to us, our theme song, I Trust in God, and then following that, Apostle Dr. Tulsa Beard will come with the word. And I'm sure we're going to have a powerful word this morning. Amen? Are you looking forward to the word today? Bless God in Jesus' name. I trust in God.
My fault.
washing his blood. And what he did for me on Calvary is more than enough. I trust in God, my Savior, one who will never fail. He will never fail. I trust in God, my Savior. All is at rest. I know the author of tomorrow is under my steps. So this is my story, and this is my song. I'm praising my risen King and Savior.
Praise
the
name.
I
trust in
God, my Savior, the one.
Hallelujah.
Who will Jesus.
never fail. I trust in God.
He will never fail.
I trust in
God. I trust in God, my Savior, the one.
Get Jesus.
Who will Get never
Jesus.
Fail.
Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, church. Blessed Easter, church. Blessed Easter, Mount Zion. Blessed Easter, Barbados. Blessed Easter to the Caribbean region. And to all who are listening and watching on live streaming, a very blessed Easter to you. I bring you Jesus. It's Sunday. Oh, hallelujah. The enemy had his Friday, but we have Sunday. Sunday is here. Sunday is here. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sunday is here. And we give God praise for Sunday, the day that he promised, the third day. And just as he said, just as he promised, he came forth. It is Sunday. It is Sunday. You may be having some difficulty in your life, in your family, in your church. But hear me, Sunday's coming. Sunday is coming. Oh, hallelujah. Tell the devil you can do as bad as you want to do. But guess what? Sunday is coming. Oh, hallelujah. And Jesus is coming. Hallelujah. On my behalf. Oh, somebody praise his name. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
That's why
I'm going to share a word with you today. I thank you for the blessings of the Lord that make it rich. And out of no sorrow, I greet Apostle Chris and Reverend Scale and Elvis, associate pastors, and all the pastors, staff, and ministers and leaders, and membership of Mount Zion's Missions. I greet all of you who are watching on the live streaming today. I greet those of you who are listening on Life 97.5 FM. Praise God. We greet all of you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. And somebody say, it's Sunday.
It's Sunday.
Somebody shout,
it's Sunday.
Today I'm going to share a short word with you. And that word is entitled, They Have Taken Away My Lord. They Have Taken Away My Lord. And it's taken from St. John chapter 20. The story of Mary Magdalene going to the tomb early in the morning when it was still dark. She went to the tomb alone when it was still dark. Because hear me, Jesus meant the world to her. To the disciples, he was the leader. To the disciples, he was the teacher. To the disciples, he was the one who called them to be able to minister with him. To the disciples, he was their mentor. But to Mary, he was her life giver. Oh, hallelujah. He was her promise keeper. He was the one that turned her life around. But when she had no life, he gave her life. When she had a bad name, he gave her a good name. Oh, hallelujah. He was everything to her. And I believe that's how the church and every child of God in the church should see Jesus. He's our life giver. And we were dead in sin, he saved us. He delivered us. We were in darkness and he came and he let his light shine upon us and within us. Hallelujah. He's our all and all. He's our healer. He's our deliverer. He's our Jehovah Jireh. Oh, bless God. He's everything that we want him to be. He's the I am that I am. Oh, praise God. That's who he is to us. And so today I want to let you know that this Mary went to the tomb early in the morning when it was dark because as far as she was concerned, not only was he everything to her, but he was her Lord. I want to say that again. He was her Lord. Oh, hallelujah. And that's how we should have him in our lives. Jesus must be Lord of all or not at all. He must be Lord of the church. Oh, hallelujah. And so if we see him as our Lord, we're going to search for him in the darkness. We're going to go after him in the darkness. We're going to seek for him in the darkness. When we can't find him, we'll pray and cry like Mary and stoop down and look and cry and weep. Oh, hallelujah. Until we find him. There was a time in Barbados when we had a people. They didn't go to school. They work in the fields. But they were good people. They didn't have no education. But they were good people. Because they loved the Lord. They never missed church. They sent their children and their grandchildren to Sunday school. The prime ministers asked the children to go back to Sunday school. That's wonderful. Because it gives a good basis and a foundation for life. Oh, hallelujah. It is on which the children can build for their future. And so we had a generation of women, men and women, but the women who will groan and pray and groan and seek and weep for God. And God was the Lord of Barbados. He was Lord of Barbados. And it was so important to Barbadians that he be Lord that we enshrined it in our national anthem. But there have come a generation that don't know this God and don't want to know this God and ain't care about this God. In fact, they say we're good without God. They have taken away my Lord from Barbados. They've taken him from the schools. They've taken him from the streets. They've taken him up from the blocks. They've taken away from every place in Barbados. They have taken away my Lord and your Lord. We got to pray him back in. We got to pray him back in. Oh, hallelujah. We got to pray him back in the schools. Oh, God. The lives of our children depend upon him being back in the schools. They have taken away our Lord. Oh, my God, help me. Oh, my God, help me. They were Sunday school every Sunday in Barbados. Now, today, this very day on Easter, one of our entertainers is having a big fete, and it's called Sunday School. The devil is a liar. They've taken away our Lord. Guess what? The church is going to pray. The church is going to fast. The church will groan. The church will agonize. We must have our Lord back. We need our Lord back. They've taken away our Lord, but we need him back. Barbados is no country without the Lord. Barbados is no place. I don't care how beautiful you are, what sandy beaches you have, and great sunshine. It's empty without the Lord. They have taken away our Lord. Oh my God. And they're disrespectful. That's what you have today on Easter Sunday of Vibes Cartel singing on Easter Day, because nobody cares about God anymore, because they have taken away our Lord. But God is still alive, and God is still real, and God is still working, and God will manifest his power, and God will manifest his glory, and God will say, I am still God of Barbados. Because there's still a few people, there's still some sisters, there's still some brothers, there's still a church somewhere that will pray and will cry and will agonize until he comes back to Barbados. Oh, somebody praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yo. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. And those weeping mothers, praying mothers, and those praying grandmothers that didn't go to school and didn't know how to put their words in a good sentence, didn't know how to say, Jesus, Lord, help us. Jesus, save my son. Jesus, save my grandson. Jesus, save my daughter. And the Lord heard. But they have taken away my Lord from Barbados. They've taken him away in the schools. Now they're not having praise as they used to have. Oh my God. They're not having praise as they used to have. They've taken away my Lord from the schools. And now when politicians and great people, influencers, have their meetings, they say, we're not going to have no particular prayer at this time to Jesus, to the God that the people talk about in the national anthem. The Lord has been the people's guide for past 300 years. With him still on the people's side, we have no doubt of it. We're not going to pray to him. Everybody will bow their heads and we will have reflection. They have taken away our Lord. They have taken away my Lord. Even out of those sessions, and they want the Lord to bless them. He will not bless them until you welcome him back. Until you say, come, Lord Jesus, come. Come back to my meeting. Come back to my symposium. Come back to my discussion. Come back to my table. Come back to where we gather. My God, come back to my cabinet. Come back to my government. Come back, come back. Bring Jesus back. They have taken away my Lord. Mary went to the tomb and stayed there weeping, all because they had taken away her Lord. Can we read that scripture for a while? Reverend Gail will read it the first day of the week. Come up, Mary, when it was yet dark. So saints of God that are listening to me this morning, it's dark. 13-year-old blown away by bullets was buried on Wednesday. And the day after, teenagers were charged for his death. That's darkness. That's gross darkness. You know why? They have taken away our Lord from this country. And a lot, those two young men, perhaps they never heard about Jesus. Perhaps they never went to Sunday school. They never read a Bible. They don't know about the Ten Commandments. They don't know the Lord's Prayer, because they have taken away our Lord out of their homes, out of their societies, out of their meetings, out of their discussions, out of their plans, out of everything. You've taken away our Lord and you still expect success? It doesn't work like that. You're building your house on sand. You're building your houses on sand. If you don't build it on Jesus, you're building it on sand. But we're going to get back to building on Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. They have taken away my Lord. What a cry of a woman in agony in the garden. Each day she was asked, why are you crying? And she said, because they have taken away my Lord. She said, and I don't know where they have laid him. I can't find him. All that the church will cry. All that the church will mourn. All that the church will weep. And repent and sob and look down and look for Jesus. She didn't just cry, but she cried and looked. You look at it, an empty grave. What do you expect? She said, I ain't moving until I see him. I'm not moving until he comes back. I want the Lord to raise up a people from this church and that church, and I had a church down the road and down that community. Raise up a people who will not stop looking until Jesus returns to this country as Lord of all. Oh, hallelujah, somebody. Glory be to Jesus. They have taken away, my Lord. The reason why people can be comfortable today to go to a Vibes Cartel parade and concert, because they've taken away my Lord. They've taken him away. You can't expect the same results. And when you say, with him still on the people's side, he will not be on your side except he's respected and accepted as Lord. Oh, somebody praise God. You got to give him the place where he belongs. He don't take second place. He don't take third place. He don't take fourth place. He's first place. He's Lord. He's Lord. He's Lord, and he is God. Somebody praise God right there. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. I feel like glory be to Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For your anointing in the house this morning. Oh, bless the name of God. I bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. I bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Oh, bless him, Lord. Oh, bless him, Lord. Mary Magdalene went to the tomb when it was still dark. A woman by herself seeking in the dark for a treasure that she lost. He was more than the treasure to her. She said, I was a nobody, but he made me somebody. I had no life, but he gave me life. I was the worst of the worst. Oh my God. But he made me a special lady. He accepted me for who I was. He didn't turn me away. He didn't reject me. He loved me for who I am. He just loved me as I am. And now he's not here. I can't find him. Where is he? I ain't gonna go down there and leave. I refuse to leave. Praise God. Praise God. I refuse to leave except he turns up. And here the thing is, when she realized that the tomb was empty, she ran and called two disciples. There are different persons in church in that story. Different Christians I represented. There are Christians who will come to church and just pray and go back home. Just pray. Just sing a few songs and go back home. That's pretty church. That's sweet church. That's cute church. Your hair ain't rumpled. You ain't sweating. Your eyelashes haven't fallen out. Your mascara ain't running. My God, you just came to church and said a few little words and gone back. But there's a people. They're worshipers that want to get down and get dirty and get scrambled. Big wet, shoes off, mascara running, but they're still worshiping, and they're still crying for God, and they're still seeking for God. They don't care how they look, they care about finding God, bringing him back into their homes, and bringing him back into the churches, and bring him back into the schools, and bring him back into the government, and bring him back in parliament, and bring him back in the... We bring him back today in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, bless God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. They have taken away our Lord. And Mary will weep. The Bible said, the disciples left, and it said, and they went to their own homes. Your Savior is dead. That's bad enough. You're hiding out of fear. That's bad enough. You deserted him, first of all. That's bad enough. And you ain't hiding. That's bad enough. So the different types of Christians right here. You're hiding. Don't want anybody to know you're a Christian with their crazy people who gone on there on Saturday, 2 Saturdays ago, marching. Don't want to associate with them. I don't know Reverend Baird. I don't know where she come from. And she won't keep her mouth shut. This mouth belongs to God. I'm called by God. I want to say this. I have authority from God to speak to nations and to speak to this nation. I've been there. I've done that. I have a t-shirt to show that I've done the will of God in this nation. And I've done the purpose of God in this nation. I've been in the prison. I've been on the blocks. I've been on the boards. I've been where God has called me to do. And I have a right to speak. And I will speak. And I will march. And I'll do whatever it takes. I'm going to cry and march and walk and do whatever until Jesus comes back to this nation. Oh, somebody praise him. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. I ain't going to go in the tomb and just look and go back home. I can't settle until I see young men in church off the block. They're pastors on the block. They're missionaries on the block. They're deacons on the block. They're church members on the block. And I will cry to God and pray to God until I get them to where they should be to fulfill their purpose. Somebody say purpose. Oh, bless God. They have taken away my Lord. They've taken away my Lord. Yes, I'm talking to you intellectuals and to you, that man that have the supermarkets. And God bless you. And you're succeeding. Now you decided that Christianity is a scumbag. And Christianity is negative. You better watch your words, because you're touching God and you're touching the church of God. And it's the Christians that are supporting you. So you need to stop that. And because they're Christians and good people, they'll still come and support you. But if you were in Jamaica, you know what would happen to you? My God, help me. Help me, Jesus. They have taken away my Lord. Bless God. Bless God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. So I have some people in this house today. You don't have to see their faces. They just love God. You don't want to know their names. They love God. You don't know where they live. They just love God. You don't have to ask what big jobs they have and what big jobs they don't have. They just love the Lord. And they prepare to pray and intercede like pit bulls until God returns to Barbados. Oh, hallelujah. We're bringing God back to this nation. And we will not stop crying and praying and interceding until we get him back. Our young people need the Lord. This nation stands now in need of God more than ever before. It's frightening. It's crazy. 17 deaths in less than four months. And we having big breakdown and big dancing and carrying on. We should be mourning. We should be mourning and weeping. And seeking the face of God. But yet we're jumping in the face of God. The devil is a liar. And I rebuke him in Jesus' name. Praise the name of God. Thank you, Jesus. So Mary went to the tomb. She went, she told them. They ran. They came to the tomb to see if what she said was true. And one disciple went looking. He didn't go too close. That was John. And went scampering back to his home. We need people that will just do more than look and run back home. And then Peter went, and he did a little bit more. He went into the tomb, and he saw the evidence of the linen cloth separated, folded nicely. Angels are decent and tidy, folded lovely. But then he went back home too. Praise God. Because as far as he's concerned, no big deal. Wherever he is, he's good. You know. And we want people in this church, people in Barbados, listening to me, don't take for granted the fact that Jesus is not here like he used to be. Don't take it for granted that they've taken away our Lord. A city or nation without God will perish. A city or a nation without God will perish. Mothers are holding their bowels and crying. I was at the funeral of Jonathan Chase on last Wednesday. And his mother wept from her bowels. And as a mother, I wept too. I wept too. I poured my heart out. I felt her pain of a mother losing a son, 13 years old. It broke my heart. And every mother should feel the pain of Jonathan Chase's mom. Too many mothers are crying because they have taken away our Lord. The answer to this nation is not just having symposiums on crime and having committees on crime, and some people don't even want to see an inmate or talk to somebody who's on the block. We need a people who love the Lord, who are compassionate, who are caring, who know the Lord, and who prepare to be like Mary. Cry, weep, stoop down, look, don't move, stay in the darkness. Don't be afraid, but do something. Do something. Hear me. The cry of Mary was so resounding. I want you to listen carefully to what I'm saying. This is in the scripture. The cry of Mary was so, I want you to pull that scripture up where Jesus came back to her. When she looked back, I want to read that. It's at verse 11. But Mary stood without, let's read from there. Mary stood without the sceptical weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sceptical. So when we pray, Reverend Gail, we look for answers. We're not praying empty prayers. We're praying full of the Holy Ghost. Moistened by the Holy Ghost. Wet by the Holy Ghost. And wet by our tears. So we must get results. Seeing two angels in white. One at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. Mary was not satisfied to just see angels. We don't stop short at angels. We want the Lord. We don't want to stop short at having a good worship service and the best worship man in Barbados and the best worship leader in Barbados. We're going to go beyond that. We want Jesus. We want the Lord. And I don't care how great your music is, how fancy your worship leader is, that's just an angel. We go beyond that. We're waiting for Jesus to come. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. And they said unto her, woman, why weepest thou? And she said, because they've taken away my Lord. Each time, because they've taken away my Lord. I want today to say that my heart is determined to pray that God will raise up people in this nation who will agonize before God like Mary and cry and say, they've taken away our Lord and we want to get him back. And we will not stop until he come back to our streets, until he come back to our homes, until he come back to our children and back to the schools. The change things in the schools and then the change all of the way the children dress in the schools, and you have children going to school all here, all over the place. You follow what I'm saying? We want to get children looking tidy in school, man. Hello. Praise God. We want to see our children tidy and looking disciplined, you know, and modest as children, not here all over the place, which is what we're used to. We want the Lord back in our children and our schools and all the regulations they're making. Are they consulting any church pastor, any spiritual leader to say, how do we do this here? Listen, if you reject God's people, you reject God. If you reject the church, you reject God. She said, they've taken away my Lord, and I know not where they've laid him. When she had said thus, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing there. I knew not that it was Jesus. I want you to go up some more. I want you to go down to the next verse, verse 16. Let's read verse 16. Right. Jesus said unto her, Mary, she turned to seven and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, he was not just her Lord, he was her master. We want the Lord to be the master over our lives again. The master of Barbados. Listen, I want to see politicians in the House of Assembly who know the Lord, who will serve the Lord, who will love the Lord, and therefore have compassion and care to love the people of God in Jesus' name. And here's what he said to her. This is profound. Touch me not, for I'm not yet ascended to my Father. He came to her before he went to his Father. Her tears pull him back to the tomb. Her weeping pull him back to the tomb. The plan was he goes to his father, not to the tomb. But Mary's cry was more than just a cry. It was a cry from her soul, a cry from her spirit, a cry from deep down. And it touched Jesus. It sent a message to him and pulled him back to the tomb just to be there for her. He came to her before he went to his father. Her cry was deep and solid. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, may all cry touch you and bring you back. May all cries touch you and bring you back to Barbados. Bring you back into schools. Bring you back into the homes. Bring you back into churches. Bring you back into the pulpit. Bring you back into the pews. Bring you back to the choir. We don't want worship leaders that are going to go Saturday night and sing secular music and then come Sunday morning and sing in the church, because you can't sing the Lord's song in a strange land. God will anointed, appointed, and call worship leaders in his house that will take us into the throne room and stir up his glory. Bless God. We will not compromise on God's worship. We will bring him back. Today I pray right now for everyone who has heard this word. I pray that you'll touch women and men of God. Touch intercessors, Lord, and stir their hearts. Stir their souls and stir their spirits and cause them to cry. That deep cry, that deep mourning in their bowels, in their souls, the kind of crying that Mary did, and stooping down, looking, cause them to cry and look, cry and seek, cry and look for Jesus to come back to the shores of Barbados, for Jesus to come back in our schools, for Jesus to come back into our churches, yes, in our churches, for Jesus to come back into our families, Jesus to come back into our marriages, oh my God, Jesus to come, just to come back, so that when we sing the national anthem, it's for real. He's the people's guide. Lord, that spirit that has driven you out, that no longer wants to have prayer on reflection, we take authority over it today. We say, no more. Jesus must be respected and honored. And if he's Jesus, the Lord of Barbados, give him his respect and give him his place of honor. And when you have meetings or symposium, pause and stop and pray to Jesus, the Lord who has been the people's guide for past 300 years. Stop doing this reflection where everybody going to pray to all of their gods. I'm talking about the God in the national anthem. I'm not talking about every other God. I'm talking about the God our foreparents knew. The God of the person who penned that national anthem. He wasn't talking about all the other gods. He was talking about Jesus Christ, the Lord of lords and the King of kings. I bless every Christian that's listening. I ask the Lord to give you the strength, the fortitude, the stoic spirit. Unafraid in the dark. Unafraid. Left alone by big men. They ran and left her, but she stood. Oh, hallelujah. She stood. I pray that men and women of God will stand. If you stand alone, if you stand alone, stand. If you stand alone, stand and do God's will. I bless you with the strength of God. I bless you with the anointing of God. I bless you with the purpose of God. I bless you to be God's voice and God's servant. I bless Barbados today. I bless this country again. I say this country is returning back to the Lord. This country is, Barbados has taken a turn back to Jesus. And he will surely be the people's guide again when we bring him back into our churches and into our lives and into our societies and into our schools and to our children that are dying by the gun. I call it done. I call it done. And I give praise and honor and thanks in advance of the move of God in this nation, because Jesus is coming back to this nation. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We praise your name forevermore. Praise God.